This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So, have you been thinking about an open concept? Or how to fix up the basement and have that man cave you've always wanted? Or maybe it's time to look into solar for your house. You've come to the right place. It's time for the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric. Let's turn it over to big time Mike McGivern.
Welcome to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin, powered by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Only on 1250 AM, The Fan. Before I get to my co-host and my special guest, I want to thank Bonnie DeLue from Stardust Advertising for tickets to Jersey Boys last night. But boy, oh boy, I got to tell you. Oh, what a night. Oh, what a night. I have lived in the city of Milwaukee my whole life. Mayor Johnson, I got to tell you something. I got to tell you. For some reason, they had signs all over the parking by the Market Center that said no parking after 9 p.m. on a Friday. Imagine the crowd, the audience that you would have at a Jersey Boys show. Man, the show was great, by the way. And again, thank you so much, Bonnie DeLue. It was so good to see John Barnes. It was just great. It was good. Food was good. My friend Brian Kleisman, his wife Linda, my wife Terry and I, we went. Walk out of the Market Center at 9:10, 9:15. The whole crowd is about my age. 50 and over. Let's just use that. Oh, what a night. There were signs. They were kind of posted. No parking Friday nights, 9 p.m. to midnight or 2 a.m. or whatever it was. I have no idea. There was 4 squad cars and 4 tow trucks towing cars from the people that went to the Jersey Boys concert or show or Broadway show. Excuse me, Broadway Across America at the Market Center. Oh, what a night. Can you imagine coming out of the Marcus Center and you're singing this song? Oh, what a night. And there you see your car being towed away. So then it gets better. My wife and I go, come on, we got to go. We get in the car. I go to pull out and there's a squad there with an officer smoking a cigar, in fact, going, you can't turn this way. I go, why? I just want to go right there. Well, there's people crossing behind me. I said, turn around and look, there's nobody behind you. Now, my wife does not like when I get like this, and I lost my mind. And if she happens to be listening, I apologize to her. Mancuso, you've been there. I'm getting to you in a minute, boy. I couldn't believe, so I can't turn right. So now I'm going to try to get to State Street. I'm the 7th car in, and I'm looking ahead, and they're making cars making U-turns because they won't let them turn right or left on State Street. So I make a U-turn, come back. Now I'm going to get to water and take a left. I get to water and there's a cop there, no turning left. You can't go straight and you can't go left. Oh, what a night. So now I got to go and I'm going to go down Water Street and I'm going to get to the freeway, Wisconsin Avenue. Nope. Can't go that way. Can't get to the freeway there. Got to take a right. Take a right, Riverside Theater's letting out. There's a zillion and a half people there. Now I got to go figure out where am I going here. Try to take a left, can't take a left. I'm telling you, it took me an hour. My wife, if she could Uber, she would have got out of the car and taken an Uber.
Can't blame her.
No, me neither. You know what? If she's listening, baby, I'm so sorry. That's just not me anymore. It's not. And I lost my mind.
He lost his mind.
I lost it. And I understand they've had some issues in downtown Milwaukee. So you know what? Why don't we, let's make sure that the 55 and older crowd, let's mess with them because they've caused so many problems.
That's what the parking sign should have said.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, you can only park your 55 or older.
Yeah, I got about 3 hours sleep because I was so upset that
right now,
if I was my wife, I wouldn't talk to me for a week.
I'm going to put some man hands on you today.
Yeah,
on the shoulder, right in that
shoulder. Give me a nice
area.
Hug. No, you did good.
Yeah.
Art, you did good. My co-host this week, I'll tell you what, I've only heard this guy get mad like once the whole time I've known him. He's Ray Hoffman, marketing manager for Current Electric. Raymond, how are you?
I am fantastic. It's another beautiful day, and it sounds like you had a big day yesterday, golf in the morning, Jersey Boys concert, and then I know I talked to you earlier in the morning. You were supposed to go running with your workout crew.
I did. Yeah, I went down to Burlington. Got a great workout in. Man, I was feeling good. Mind, body, soul. Everything was rolling. I was feeling good. Get to the golf course. Not so good. I'm just horrible. I can't hit the ball. But it was really good. Hey, I'll tell you guys this. It's the first time that I've been to a golf event like this. And I want to thank Dave Marquise from Nationwide Flooring for inviting me and my friend Brian Kleismet. And we went and played. And I go to this thing, and the food is good. You know, everything's good, man. And it was really well run. And the first time ever, and I want to thank Kelman. Kelman Home Remodeling. And I got to get them on the show, by the way. Did a great job. Everybody, when they're going to give their speech and stuff, they prayed before we go and play.
Right on.
And then they had like a color guard, and they did the national anthem. And I'm telling you, man, mind, body, soul, feeling pretty good at that point.
Absolutely.
Everything went out the window at 9:15 last night, man. So all the mind, body, soul thing, feeling good about who, you know, love my wife.
You were hanging out that window, weren't you? Hanging out the window.
Ooh. And then some guy
and
was
your wife
texting,
probably tried to close the window.
Some guy was texting and he didn't turn right. And it was green. And we were sitting there, gave him a beep. He yelled at me. I yelled back at him. It was just bad. And again, if I was my wife, I wouldn't talk to me for a week. But she called today, this morning. Baby, how you doing?
You notice how she called because she...
Well, I left before she got up.
Oh.
Ran and got her coffee, made sure it was nice and hot and
fresh.
I thought
maybe she made you sleep in the car, maybe.
Do you know what? That was a distinct possibility. I almost called one of you boys to say, can I sleep over? Because she's double locking the door and she's not going to deadbolt it and not let me back. And I've seen, you know what? This is on me. I lost my mind for seven minutes.
Seven minutes.
My camper's always on the side of my house, Mike. You're welcome to sleep.
Yeah, well, you, when I get home at noon today, I think it'll be okay. But I'm telling you, this one was on me. And if I knew Cavalier Johnson, the mayor, I'd call him. And I'd go, look, listen to the show because I got Mancuso in here. We got our basement ready to go. I had Current Electric come out. Everything's set. We can put this house on the market today. And you know what? We're thinking, last night, I'm done. If that's the way this is going to be run, okay, we're having problems with some people causing problems, so let's just really mess with anybody coming down. I couldn't believe how many restaurants and bars are closed. I haven't been downtown in a while. Water Street Brewery's closed, right? The Rupp's Room across street's closed. I'm like, when did this happen? Mitch, you live downtown.
Yeah, not anymore, but I don't.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You go down there a lot, though.
I don't really. I don't know. I don't know when those. I didn't know those were closed.
Well, you know why they're closed?
I'm not surprised.
You want to know why they're closed? Because they keep towing everybody's car that wants to come there.
That could be.
Welcome to the home improvement. You know what? This should be the City of Milwaukee Improvement Show is what it should be.
Yeah.
Our special guest tonight, I've tried to get this man in for the last couple of months, and he's really busy. And I know why he's busy, because they came to my house and I needed Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repair, and I literally chomping at the bit to tell the story about your company. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Doing fantastic.
Chris, we've known each other a long time.
Long time.
Long time. And I needed you because we're this basement, we've been there a long time, and my wife, Terry, said, look, I'll consider thinking about possibly moving, but we need to get this basement looked at. This is my fear. And I said, great, I got a guy. So we brought you in, and I'm going to walk through the process in the second segment on this thing. But I can tell you, last night, she liked you a lot more than she likes me. And you and Ray Hoffman were way up on her chain. And you know what? Rightfully so. But I can tell you that her comfort level with you and your company was so strong, very similar to Kern Electric, and very similar to Donovan and Giorgettini Cooley, clients that I work with a lot that came in and said, take a breath, we got this, we'll be okay. And I want to thank you for that, Chris.
You're welcome. And your story is like most, right? You're coming in, your wife's working from home, and you have to do some repair at the house. You're thinking, man, you know, how much disruption is this really going to be? And so people are really looking for a repair, and they're looking for some sort of comfort too while they're getting it done, because this whole stressful operation can be, you know, mind-blowing for folks.
Chris, a long time ago when I had you on, you made a comment that's always stuck with me. You said, look, every time that somebody has me out, they think this is the worst. We're going to be having to dig. We got to get rid of this. And it's this major, huge project, because they see a couple of cracks on the wall in the basement and they immediately go to the worst case scenario. And you said, look, 80%, 85% of the time, that's not it. So don't let it get to that. Call us now. Get us in. Well, there was one wall with ours, you literally, the crack, you could see right outside.
Absolutely.
And so we were freaked out, Chris. We were like, look, we can't, you know, Terry more than I, because she's a much nicer person than I am. And she said, we are not doing this to people. I said, look, people are selling homes right now without a home inspection. She goes, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that to whoever buys this. And this has been our home. Not just a house, it's been our home
That's
for a long
castle.
Time. Yes, and we're not.
It's
going
to be somebody else's castle.
We're not
going
to leave that. We're not going to leave this for the next person. So you figure it out. I go, okay. And when I had to figure it out, I called Kern Electric for the electrical, and I called you for the basement. And I, you know what? And I called Maddox Plumbing because Kurt is becoming a friend of mine, and I wanted them to come out because we had to. You said, look, you got to get this stuff
moved. Some stuff needs to be moved.
The cool part is the day that I could get the guy from Maddox Plumbing out is one of the same days I could get the guys from Kern Electric at the same time. I said, boys, you guys can play together, right? You're in the sandbox together. They're like, yeah, we're good. We'll help each other. I go, what? They go, yeah, we'll help the plumber. Plumber guy goes, I'll help them.
Yeah, if you get professional people in, we'll work together. Like when Current was out or Maddox, I was on the phone, remember? And then we just video.
Yeah.
So when they call on in. So if you have if you're thinking, wow, I have all these other things to move. I have all this electrical on the wall. I have all this plumbing on the wall that needs to be fixed. We can run through that like we did with you. And then a lot of times we don't even have to coordinate all these multiple visits. We just have to coordinate some video call. I mean, in this day and age, we video chatted through it and worked out perfect.
Yeah, it did. And what's interesting is there was a 4-day period where my wife was going to be at her sister's house to watch their dog and work from there. And we set this up enough in advance that it was like, okay, here's the 4-day window. Can we get this stuff done? Because she works out of her home and the pounding and any of that stuff is going to disrupt her. And never do I set up something like that where it actually all comes together. So I get real like, oh, boy, I don't know if this is going to work.
Not like yesterday, though.
Oh, last
no.
Yesterday
he was very calm.
Yesterday was really good, except for a couple
operation.
Of issues. Couple of issues. Oh, what a night. You like that?
I do.
I should never sing on this show again. But it all worked. Like, it literally all worked. And the last piece of this thing was for the guy from Maddox Plumbing to come in and finish the stuff that he had to do. He got that done, And then Terry came home, like in the evening. And I go, wait till you see all this. We're going to get to this. We're going to get to the whole process. Our special guest for the entire hour, and I thank him for his time. He's a busy father. He's got this company that's rolling right now. And I just said, look, Chris, I got to have you in because I'm so passionate about the job that you and your team did. Accurate Basement Repair is where you're going to want to go. Milwaukee Foundation Repair Company, but there's so much more to what they do. We'll continue our conversation with Chris, and my co-host is Ray Hoffman. He is the marketing manager at Current Electric. Go to callcurrent.com. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin. I thought maybe Mitch would be playing Oh What a Night here, but thank you for not, I guess, because that just would get me riled up. Not that I'm not riled up enough. Wait until the Varsity Blitz, Mitch. Wait till you hear that show. I will be hitting the wall because I got about 2 hours sleep. About 10:30, I will just like stop talking and let Swiddle do the rest of it. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin, powered by Current Electric, only on 1250 AM, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mines of Georgia. Oh, I never laid a hand on you, mines of Georgia.
Boy, that Mitch is a funny, funny man with his bumper music.
Hey, that's you.
Man, that is me. I'll never listen
one
to
them
the
days,
song
huh?
And say, oh, and again, mind, body, soul, right?
Yep.
And everything was rolling.
Deep
it
breaths.
Was rolling. Yeah, that didn't work. No. I tried, brother. I tried. Deep breaths. Look, you know what? Here's the sad part for me, boys. I have to tell you. Who I was for a short period of time last night is who I was growing up. And I put that person to bed. I put him. He's gone. I buried him. And he showed up again for a couple of minutes. And not good. Not good. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin. Powered by Current Electric, home of the superhero, Ray Hoffman. I didn't even ask you, how you doing, pal?
I am really good. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. I got a new puppy this week.
Oh,
my wife got a new job.
You know, oh,
exciting time at the Hoffman household.
Congratulations to Mary. That's awesome. What kind of dog did you get?
I got a plot hound mix.
Oh, boy.
His name is Scout.
Scout, you're going to have a busy weekend, man. You
yeah,
and Scout, you got a new buddy. That's not in a million years, pal. We did that once, never doing that again. You got a dog, Mancuso?
Do I have a dog?
Yes.
I borrow a dog once in a while from a friend of mine over the weekend, but that's it. But I grew up with animals.
You did?
Oh, yeah. We grew up with dogs. When the girls get a little older, we'll get a dog. Because the worst thing for me is an undisciplined animal. Oof,
well,
can't take it. So yeah. I like to have my dogs are pretty well
if you were
in
the,
check.
If you were in the back seat of my car with me last night, you would have rolled up a newspaper and hit me on the nose. That's what you would have done. That's exactly how you could have handled that.
Hey, Mike, isn't Chris in studio?
He is.
Got a newspaper around?
Yeah, no, no. I'm going to tap him
right on the butt is what I was going to do. Hey, when I pulled up this morning, I'm like, where's Mike, man? He's got to let me in here. I'm knocking on the door, and there's like these cornfields behind the place. I'm like, what the heck's going on, man? He was in the Field of Dreams, you guys. He's roaming around out there.
I was on the Field of Dreams.
People in the studio are looking out the window, and they're like, what is with this dude?
I was, again, mind, body, soul, right? It should probably be soul, mind, and body, to be quite honest with you. Hey, Chris, let's talk about
Children of the Corn or something.
Children of the Corn. Let's talk about that, man. All right, we're going into this now because I'm telling you that I can't thank you guys enough, and Ray, you're part of this story, so thank you as well. We decide, okay, maybe it's time we move out of the city of Milwaukee for the first time in my life, first time in my wife Terry's life. Right, she had gone out to school in Madison, but basically, our entire lives, we've lived within the city of Milwaukee, and some things have been going on that we finally thought maybe it's time. Right, our daughter Katie lived kitty corner. We weren't going anywhere at that point. She moved out west a little bit, and at least we could have the conversation. My wife said, we won't have the conversation until we get this basement looked at. And I don't want to hear about anything like people, you know, we don't have to worry about it. We'll sell it as is. Absolutely not. We're not doing that to the next person that buys our home. So we're thinking about it, and I have to get this basement up to code and looking much better and in good shape. Again, we've been there 35 some odd years. So I called Chris Mancuso, and I said, Chris, I need a favor. I need you to give me a half hour. Come take a look. And Chris, that started the process that was incredible for somebody to stand outside of what I was going through and watch your team go.
Absolutely.
And it started with you. You walked in and you brought in another guy with you that first meeting, and you looked around. You said, hey, give us a little time down here. So I went up to the kitchen. I was doing some work. And he said, all right, come on down. Here's what we're looking at. And this was, I thought you left the basement, went outside your truck for something, but you didn't. You were walking around my house.
Yeah, I'm walking around the perimeter. Correct.
After you spent some time in the basement and you had notes and you said, let's go. Let's sit at the kitchen table. And you made a comment that said, it's not as bad as you think it was. Just so you know. And I said, okay. He said, you know what? We're going to be able to do it. There's some work to be done, but we're going to be able to do it this way. And you calmly sat at the kitchen table and went, this wall here is good. We're okay there. This one, not good. Here's what has to be done. This one, this is what has to be done. Over here, and I didn't even know about that one. And you said, hey, we're going to have to do this here, and here's what I need from you. And then on the outside, we're going to do this. I was like, come on, man. That sounds like it's going to be a 3-week process. It's going to cost me
a couple days. And a couple days because we were able to work with folks like Current and, you know, Maddox and stuff. When you're going in to sell a house or buy a house, people are, you know, they're taking on risk. So you're taking on risk when you do a transaction. So, and you are looking to hopefully reduce your risk or at least have it explained to you. And foundation repair is very difficult to explain during a real estate transaction. Buyers have a hard time conceptualizing that. Or sometimes they think they have it, and then they don't. And then somebody comes on in and frightens them, and then the deal goes south on them. So we like to get in prior to the house even going up for sale and get in there, do the eval, and then come up with a repair plan. So then by the time the buyer gets involved, then everything is copacetic. And that goes along with even with, like, you know, Current, I'm sure you folks are involved in a lot of upgrades because people are selling their houses and sometimes they have a very difficult or questionable 100-amp service, right? Who runs off 100 amps anymore? I mean, I think my daughter runs off 100 amps, right?
Right.
With all the plugins and stuff. So, you know, then you come on in and you're changing stuff over. Nobody wants to do that before a real estate deal. But most certainly if you're ahead of the game, if you're thinking about buying or selling, you should be proactive on it. And it, as a buyer, you think, I have no control over this. Well, a lot of times sellers don't touch a thing. And then you come on in with your realtor. And if you have a really good realtor, they'll see some stuff that'll jump out at them. Most certainly, most realtors can look at a panel, right, and go, man, they can come. Well, you know, they can hopefully do the math, right?
Right.
I mean, that's all it is, right, Ray? Is just add them up.
Add them up.
Yes. Add them up.
Hey, so Accurate Basement Repair, accuratebasementrepair.com. So Chris comes out, takes some notes. He said, look, here's what we're thinking, and we're going to have to do this and this. I call Current Electric and go, guys, can you come over? I need some work done. And I had to do some work, right? I had to do some demo work. I had to take down the ceiling.
Oh, you should have seen him. You should have seen that plumber's crack on this guy.
I have.
He's got a, boy, he's got a yeah, he's it's got amazing. The plumber's deal there.
It's all right. Yeah, it's okay.
I got a little shaky when I got
there.
Close,
yeah.
But
yeah, it's
he was
good.
Okay.
It's not bad. I was sweating like crazy. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you this, Chris. When you said, here's what has to be done before that week, before those 4 days that your wife Terry goes. And so I got to work, and I got most of it, pretty much all of it done. And I got everything cleaned out of the storage area, and I got that stuff. Then you guys came back and said, we need to do this and this. I called Current Electric and said, guys, can I get you guys here? Because here's what I need. They came out, and these guys from Current Electric, again, they're the home of the superhero. And I love what they do. The young guys came in and said, oh, yeah, we can handle that. But this is why are you doing this? I said, well, because we're thinking about selling our house. And he said, okay, do you mind if we look around and we can just take a look, make sure you're up to code? I go, yeah, please do. They walked around and said, you don't have to do this today or tomorrow. But before you put it up or you have somebody come in, here are four other things in your basement you need to get fixed. And I go, oh, that sounds like it. They go, oh, no, these are easy things.
And it makes a smoother transaction,
right,
when you're not in the middle of a deal. You know, people are like, man. Because when you're in the middle of a deal, you already looked at another place to live. So theoretically, your legs might be there, but your mind's already somewhere else, you know. And then you got to go and fix your house. You're just in a bad mood.
Chris, let me tell you about this part with these guys at Current Electric. You're going to love these guys. So they go, here, we can get this done. So I go, great, when can you do it? Well, we can have it done this afternoon. I go, are you kidding? No. They come, they do it. I said, hey, before I go to work, my wife's car's gotten broken into a few times, and she parks on the slab next to our garage, and I'm thinking if I have a light out there, that, you know what, that would at least show anybody that she's got the club and a push button, right? And they go, great, you know what, we'll try to get that done today, but we have a hard stop at 3:00. We have to be out of here at 3:00. I go, no worries. Will you come back? They go, yeah. I go, the problem is, you know, it's Thursday and you guys can't get back to next week, which is okay with me. But the Saturday night seems to be the night that they keep busting in her car. And I know this because I have to miss church to go get her window fixed. Do you know that it was 3:25? They had a hard stop at 3:00.
Don't tell the boss.
No, because they had to go somewhere else. They called the next client and said, listen, is it okay? It's going to be a 25-minute deal. Here's what's going on at where we are right now. And we just have to get this light up on the garage so his wife's car doesn't get busted into on Saturday, because we would feel terrible. The next client said, yeah, no problem. You do that. These boys hung in there, got it done. I come pulling up at 3:20, and their truck is still there. And I'm like, guys, they said, we couldn't. We called our client. We called the next one. They said, no worries. If you're going to be 30, 35 minutes late, take care of that guy.
Yeah, that's a difference, too, is the communication. So when you have a higher level company, it doesn't mean you're going to pay higher level prices. Right, Ray? It means you're just going to get higher level service. And that's what people are looking for. I mean, people are looking for that, especially nowadays. I mean, you know, they're distracted by, you know, especially the people who listen to this station. They got, a lot of them got kids in sports. You're rolling, man. You're moving and grooving. You got three kids in baseball or, you know, one in soccer, and you're running around. You don't have time for this at the house. I mean, you're paying to get your lawn cut nowadays, and you're going, wow, man, I just don't have time on a Saturday.
All I know is they left, and I called Ray, then I called Chuck Smith, then guys, you have to understand that when people say, look, I had a horrible experience with this company when they came into the people that I work with, now because I know they still amaze me at times. And we're going to get to your company that day that they came by me. But this whole thing got set up because Chris Mancuso said, here are some of the things you have to do before we can do our job. And then Current Electric comes and says, yeah, oh yeah, we can do that. In fact, we can get that done quickly. But if you are thinking about selling, you got to get this, this, and this done. And I go, oh, good. Can you do it? Yeah, we got everything we need. We'll get it done. And then I throw this last thing at them. And they probably told me four or five times, Mr. McGiver, it's at 3 o'clock. If we don't get all this done, 3:25, they're putting this up on the garage because they wanted to be able to say to my wife, hey, look, it. Hopefully this helps you. And when I say home of the superheroes, that's it. That's what superheroes do, right? Making sure that my wife is comfortable and confident in what they're doing.
Absolutely. And managing expectations, and that's what it's all about, right? They looked at it and went, well, Mike's expectation is this. Can we provide it? And they did.
Yeah. Well, I man, they're great.
There's nothing more important than safety. There's nothing more important than safety for all of our customers. No matter what, we're going to make sure we do the safe thing, the thing that makes people feel great about their home, because that's their dream, right? I mean,
right.
What's your largest investment?
That's it.
Your home.
Hey, Ray, would you think the story I told about the way I acted last night for a few minutes, I wasn't a superhero during those times, was I?
It sounds like you stayed fairly calm despite everybody else.
I did not. Nope. If I came across saying that it sounded like that.
Oh, no, he lost his marbles last night.
Lost? Raymond?
That was Ray? The first year of coaching.
Lost? I was Bobby Knight.
He was down by five with 8 seconds left. Yeah.
Yeah, in a game that we should be winning and easy.
Yeah, and a star player looks a little frustrated. Yeah.
And the coach is throwing the clipboard. I was throwing the clipboard.
Oh, yeah.
He is Ray Hoffman. He's my
co-host. He almost got ejected from the game last night, man.
I almost got ejected from my car and
house. I can't wait till I see your wife.
No, you're not seeing her for a while.
She was the ref there.
Calm, cool.
She kept him in the game, man.
Calm, cool, and made that decision.
Hey, what's that musical? You got to keep your head in the game, man.
I'll never go to another musical in my life. I had that thing last night. And it was a great show. It was just the after stuff. And again, Bonnie DeLue, Stardust Advertising, Jersey Boys, third time I've seen it. So it's a great show.
The only reason he went to that show, there was nothing going on in sports all week, man. It was like the deadest week in sports.
Got home in time to see the Brewers tie it in the bottom of the ninth and win it in the 13th.
Mm-hmm. That
was unbelievable.
Yes.
They were one strike away from ending that game, and
that's the only thing that got him in today. If that would have went haywire, he could have. He'd still be in the cornfield right now, guys.
Yeah, with the children of corn. This is the Home Improvement Show. It's built by Creative Construction Wisconsin, powered by Current Electric. Only on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin, powered by Current Electric, home of the superhero, Jersey Boys. Just this show, man, it was great. Bonnie DeLue, Stardust Advertising, thank you so much. It was so fun to be down there with Brian and Linda Kleisman, my wife Terry, and it's a good show. If you get a chance to go see it at the Marcus Center, be careful where you park. Won't get into that again. Be careful where you park. My co-host is Ray Hoffman from Current Electric, and our special guest in studio, Chris Mancuso, owner of Accurate Basement Repair. So, Chris, here's the part that I wanted to talk most about. We get, I don't think so much of the process moving into it, but we spent a lot of time together, or a couple of meetings together, not a ton of time, But you came in and said, okay, this has to go. This got moved here. And you just marked everything off. I get Kern Electric in. I get Maddox Plumbing in. We video you in. And you go, no, move this one over here and do this and get this and boom. So we get all that done. And now it's the day for your guys to come. And how many beams? Probably 20 beams in our basement?
Yeah, a little bit more than that.
Yeah, maybe 25. Let's use 25 as the number. 25 beams. And these aren't like light little beams. These are heavy metal. This is a lot of work. Not only that, but then now there's some tuck pointing around the outside and in the other room in my basement.
Correct.
So 25 beams and a lot of wood braces and beams and all this. They get there at 8 o'clock. I try to talk to one of the boys, the boy that's as big as a mountain and as nice as a young man as you're going to meet. Asked him, hey, you play some high school football? Nope. No? I would have invited you on the team, young man. Yeah, they tried to. That's not me. Sorry, I got to go. I go, what? He goes, I got work to do. Nice to meet you. Got to go. I'm like, all right, who's in charge? Guy goes, I am. I said, I'm going to buy you guys lunch. You don't have to do that. I go, yes, I do. I want you guys working hard, not worrying about lunch. And then make sure that here's the money. You're going to buy everybody lunch today. There was five or six guys that showed up. I have a meeting with Ray, but by the way, that day, we're having lunch at Moe's Irish Pub. I said, Ray, it's 1 o'clock. I got to go. These guys got to be about halfway done. I got to go check on these boys that, you know, that are doing the basement. And Chris said, this is a good team. I'm sending you to great guys. I pull in front of my house at 10 after 1 and nothing. There's no trucks there. I'm like, oh, he must have taken
them. So what happened?
Yeah. He must be taking them to lunch. I walk in and I go downstairs. It's done. It's spotless. I mean, the basement is spotless. Everything's done. I'm like, wait a second. How could they get this done in 5 hours? I thought it was a 3-day job. I go outside, I walk around the house, everything is done. I look at the paperwork, and inside the envelope is all of the things that you and I talked about. Check, 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 check. Done, 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 done. I called my wife. I go, phone rings. She goes, how they doing? That's how she answered. Not, hi, Michael. How's it going? How they doing? I go, they're done.
She's done.
Like, what do you mean they're done?
Done.
You made a comment to Terry and I, the days of me having my crew in somebody's house for 3 days is over.
Yeah, so that is the point. What we learned, especially during COVID, is that consumers don't want you in the house forever. And so our competitive advantage is when we get hired, we send enough people there to get in and out in the most timely fashion possible. So what Mike's job would have taken someone else to do, it would have been 3 to 4 days. We get it done in a day or less because we send in the right qualified people there and enough of them. People want to see you twice, when you're coming in and when you're leaving. They don't like you sitting at their house. They just don't like it. So we found out that's a big competitive advantage for us, is to get in and out. And again, sometimes, especially if you're doing an excavation, you don't want some big holes sitting next to your house for multiple days. Same thing with the electrical, right? You don't want to be without power for multiple days, especially if it's 90 degrees out.
Well, that was the other part, is my wife, again, works from home, and she's on her computer the whole time. So it's like, guys, we can't turn off anything that would interrupt that. The first day the boys from Kern Electric came and we set this up, they were like, okay, great, we can get all this done today, but this part of it, the young man said, I'm 90% sure it's not going to interrupt anything with your wife's. He goes, but 90% is not good enough, is it? I go, I'm a gambler. So he goes, we're not doing
that's
this.
That's weird that anybody would ever think that. He did give up his gambling, though.
I did. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't. I'll bet you a dollar I won't gamble much anymore, blah, blah, blah.
Maybe and high school. If you gamble in high school sports, gambling.
That's not real gambling.
No.
But that's what this young guy from Kern Electric is like, okay, so let's just do it this way. And he just went to plan B, which was great. I couldn't believe how quick and how well these boys did. I do have a bone to pick with you, though, before I get to a break.
Was it my flip-flops I wore today?
Nope.
With the socks?
Nope.
Just, most listeners are wearing flip-flops. Yeah, that's by the way.
The beige shorts and the black socks. And, yeah, you used to be cool. What happened?
Yeah.
That's an interesting mental picture I have right now.
Oh.
Yeah. He is. Yes,
those short shorts from junior high school. Oh, yeah, Walker Junior High School. I still can wear them, you guys. I can fit in them.
You really can't. Well, he can, but he shouldn't wear them. Let's just say that. Here's the bone I have to pick with you. And this isn't going to happen to anybody else. I just wanted you to come back for us to go everything and for me to hand you that check. You're like, hey, man, I'll get there when I can. I don't like going to anybody anything. I go, Mancuso.
I want to hold it over his head.
I go, Mancuso, come over here and pick this up.
I want to hold it over his head.
He goes, no. I go, Mancuso, I'm going to sell the house and move. He goes, I'll find you. I go, no, maybe not. He goes, really? I'll find you. Just be paid. I go, no, I don't want it. I don't want this. I want you to come over and let me pay you because your guys were so good. And he starts laughing. He goes, I'll get there when I can. And I trust you, McGivern. I said, don't trust me, Mancuso. Come get this.
I should know better, the Irish like that, because they're crafty, man.
I took $20
Those
off.
Irish
you
boys
didn't even notice I took $20 off, did you?
Yes, so should I count this? He's like, I don't worry about it. It's all there.
Don't worry about it.
I thought I was in Goodfellas or something going on.
That's
what I mean?
I thought. He goes, what are we, part of the mafia? I go, what? He goes, yeah, don't worry. I'll get you. I trust you. I did the work. The work's great.
He thought he was paying juice on the up there, man. He's like, hey, man, this guy's going to end up hitting me with juice here. I'm like, hey, I told you, guy, we're good. And you're locked in. You know what I mean?
I thought there was some kind of vig to this thing. I was going to have to pay 10% each week that you
didn't
show up.
There's somebody knocking at the window right here in the studio with a tie on, man. It's 90 out. The guy's sitting there with a suit on looking at McGivern.
Where's that Irish guy? You tell him Vito's got a couple of things he wants to talk to him about. Hey, Chris, we're going to continue on the other side of the break, but I can't thank you enough. And I got to tell you, I say this about my kids. I always want to know what my kids were like when they couldn't smell my cologne, right? I'm not in the car with them. I'm not in school with them. I want to know from everybody around, what are they like when they can't smell my cologne? Your team, your boys, they couldn't smell your cologne. You weren't there. These guys, they were really good. Very professional. When I walked in, my basement, after all the work they did, was cleaner than when they left or when they got there. It was cleaner.
Yeah, like and that's tough. They do a fantastic job. And,
Mancuso, you know, they do good.
And consumers, they're nervous. They're nervous about what it's going to look like, and I can't blame them. And believe me, as silky as a picture as Mike may talk about, I mean, we do invasive stuff. We get complaints every day. Every day we get complaints. And who's ever in this business to say that they don't is a fool, because we do very invasive. Mike's was not nearly as invasive as some of them can be.
Right.
I mean, we're doing excavation work. We're tearing up the outside. You know, we're digging stuff up, especially if the soil conditions are wobbly. It gets kind of tore up. But it's something that if you manage expectations, right, let the consumer know, and we do the best that we can, and then we try to get on it. But it doesn't always work as well as it did for you, and I'm honest with people about that. We do the best we can and pick up the pieces. If you're a consumer, though, know that if you're going to get this kind of work done, you want to do your research, right? How to pick a good contractor. You know, word of mouth is great. That's a big one. Talk to people that you know. Also, look at the reviews. If you can get reviews in the first couple hundred, well, you can pay enough friends and relatives to get those,
right?
But you want to look. If company's been around for 50 years and they only have, you know, 90 reviews, you're going, well, either they're so mediocre no one wants to talk about it, you know, or something isn't right.
Here, last thing before we get to a break. So Chris Mancuso used to be a firefighter in the city of Milwaukee. I believe you have to have the servant leadership heart to want to be a firefighter to help people at the worst possible moment of their life. And that's what he did for a big part of his life. And accurate basement repair, it's just a different way to be able to use his servant leadership heart to help people at a really tough time. You know, there are times that you just talked about. It's invasive and it's hard. And that's what he's transitioned to now as far as professionally. He's got these beautiful daughters. How old are they, by the way?
7 and 9.
And what are their names?
Sophia and Olivia.
Will they come in with you next time you come in?
Dude, they're in the car right now. I rolled the windows down. I mean, they're out in the parking lot.
Remember what I said about the servant leadership heart? Forget about it.
I can see them right there knocking. Well, I can see the car from here.
Forget about it. How do you like that? Forget about it. He's only kidding. He's laughing and winking. Do not believe.
These people are going, oh, my gosh.
Nobody call the Hills Corners police.
Yeah, Hills and I probably know them, but yeah. No, yeah. They're at home with mom. They're getting ready and waiting for dad to come home. We're going to go to Waukesha County Fair today.
You are?
Oh, yeah.
To check the parking, make sure that you don't get...
Oh, there you go. It's wide open.
Yeah, no problem with that. I'll tell you, my coach, I can hear him laughing on the other side here. Ray Hoffman, marketing manager, go to callcurrent.com. Hey, Ray, last thing, those commercials that we did this week with Chuck Smith turned out really well.
Yeah, they turned out great, and it's actually perfect that Chris is talking about reviews since Chuck mentions the over 8,500 five-star reviews we have online.
Yep.
Oh, that's crazy good, man.
It's a good transition right there. Our special guest this week, Chris Mancuso, owner of Accurate Basement Repair. Go to accuratebasementrepair.com. This is the Home Improvement Show. Built by Creative Construction, Wisconsin, powered by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Only on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back. Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction in Wisconsin, powered by Current Electric, home of the superhero. All the bumper music, today's show. Frankie Valli, Four Seasons. Again, want to thank Bonnie DeLue, Stardust Advertising, for getting us those tickets. And it was really, man, it was a great show to hang out with Brian and Linda Kleisman. Saw a lot of people down there, and it was good. John Barnes, thank you. It was really good to see you as well. And I'm over it now.
For not using my bumper music.
This is your bumper music?
No, I said I have to thank Mitch for not using mine today.
Yeah, we, trust me, that was number two. And we just thought, you know, do we really want to go with Elmo and you know, Rubber
music.
Ducky is his bumper music, by the way. Right? And it's a long story. I'll tell you all about it. He is Ray Hoffman, Current Electric, our special guest. Is Chris Mancuso, owner of Accurate Basement Repair. We've got about 4 minutes, Chris, so I'm going to just rattle a couple of questions. What are you seeing most right now?
So it's our business is very weather dependent too. So when we get an onslaught of rain, then it's like a mass unit. Things will take off like crazy. We get a whole bunch of customers come on in and get a whole bunch of stuff done, then it'll slow down. Then it rains again, then it'll get crazy. Or if we see an influx in home sales like now, because so many houses got sold, a lot of the really ones that need so much work, a lot of them that were in disrepair that were never going to be sold, they're up on the marketplace too. So those are the ones we find that we have to do a lot more work on. I mean, and I'm sure Ray can speak of it. All of a sudden you're going into places that are still using old school fuses. And you know how often you see those? Well, some of these houses that would never sell have been going up on the market. And then they got to call people like Accurate Basement Repair or Current or even Creative to get some stuff done that
right.
would have never been done unless that house was put up for sale.
Hey, Ray, a long time ago when Chris was in and he was telling me the story about when he was a firefighter, he went into a basement and it was in the city of Milwaukee and it was a Hmong family. And they flooded the basement on purpose and they had carp swimming in the basement so they could go, they'd catch dinner in the basement.
It was great, man. We walked down and I'm like, we got a call for bad electric, and we're walking down there and I'm like, why is that reflecting as we're coming down the stairs? And I'm like, something makes noise. I'm like, what the heck is that? I'm like, what the? All of a sudden I'm like, what? And they didn't speak any English. So they're trying to grab me, and I'm like, what is going on, man, down here? And all of a sudden there's fish jumping, man. I'm like, this is crazy.
I'm just telling you, man, when he was in that first time, we talked more about some of the things he had seen as a firefighter. And I can't remember.
Hey, man,
like,
we grabbed a couple of those carp. That's what we ate for dinner that night at the firehouse.
I don't remember
what I did up some carp
2 days ago, but I remember when you used to come in studio more and we would have these guys. Listen, I'm quoting all these stories from you from 8 years ago, which is hysterical. Chris, I can't thank you enough for coming in, and more than for coming in, for what you did for my house and for my wife's just peace of mind.
Regarding
the basement. That is it. Because it was hard for her to even think about ever putting this house up for sale until we got that done. And if it wasn't for the team of Accurate Basement Repair, Kern Electric, and Maddox Plumbing, I couldn't have done it.
Absolutely. And I think those of you who are wondering if you really have a problem, find out, you know, because sometimes it's really simple. We only write on 50% of what we see, so you only got a 50% chance of even needing any work at all.
That's the key.
So get it looked at. It's your best bet so you know what you have.
Hey, Ray, thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Yeah, good show. Good show, Ray.
It's always a good show. It's always fun.
It's going to be a good weekend at the Hoffman State. Say hi to that dog, Scout. Don't bring it to my house. He's Ray Hoffman, marketing manager. Go to callcurrent.com. Chris Mancuso, Accurate Basement Repair, accuratebasementrepair.com. Thanks, brother. Have a good weekend.
Absolutely. Have a blessed weekend, everyone.
You as well. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin, powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero, only on 1250 AM, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.